Blog Talk Radio.
I love the feeling that the music brings to me.
Chill, chill, chill. Come on. BBB.
Alright,
don't stop it. I need it when I get up in the morning. My best foot forward, step up, get out, whack, miss, fast forward. Straight to my jams, yo. Samples, 808, 32 channels. Can't stop it, won't stop it. Don't rock it, don't knock it. Little drummer to the beat, head nod. Hit him with that boom bap. Feeling like a thug, let me switch to the goon rap. Let me turn up, hot like a furnace. With a burner, sagging on the corner. Swaggy, no skinny jeans, just bag me, tag me. Price on my head and you can sound scammy. Classy, top notch, get him jumping like hopscotch. With a snare pop, let the kid rock. No Fred Durst, if you can't work, turn the knob up. Cause the people get you caught up.
What's going on, everyone? I'm your host, Anish Labdhani, and getting off the whole Save Your World tip, I wanted to speak on some personal stuff, you know, life, because guess what? Regardless of everything that's going on, everybody has something individually that they're dealing with. Everybody's going through something. Everybody has different things on their mind, different things that are bothering them, stressing them, so on and so forth. And actually, I just wanted to go ahead and vent. You can just say I'm venting right now, malt liquor sipping, whatever you want to call it, but whatever. You know, I'm just over here venting. And one thing I just wanted to vent about right now, because this is actually something that's been on my mind for several days, but because of my current situation, I haven't been able to go ahead and speak on it yet because I've just been so busy running around left and right, doing this, doing that, and of course taking care of my new 8-month-old. He's newly 8-month-old. He's not new altogether, but he's 8-month-old as of yesterday. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about is dick rappers. I can't stand dick rappers. I hate dick rappers. Off rip, I hate dick rappers. And honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, this is politically incorrect. This is no holds barred. This is freaking nothing held back. Or whatever. So if you feel offended by what I got to say, you might as well just keep it moving, because guess what? Nobody's forcing you to watch it. There's unlimited channels on YouTube you can switch to. You don't have to watch this. But I'm gonna go ahead and talk about dick grabbers. I hate dick grabbers. Now there's a difference between dick grabbers and teasers. Teasers, at least teasers play with you. You know what I'm saying? At least teasers will play with you. Dick grabbers, on the other hand, that don't tease, they just regular dick grabbers. They just like to hold it, and that's it. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't playing with it. They ain't doing no kind of stimulation, nothing. They just grabbing it. Get the fuck on with that bullshit, all right? I'm just telling you that right now. I don't like dick grabbers. I hate dick grabbers. You can keep it moving. End of story. Anyway, my thing with dick grabbers, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, look, if you're going to grab the junk, if you're going to grab it, you better do something with it. If you ain't gonna do something with it, you better not be grabbing. Just like Eminem, Superman, don't grab what you can't have. You know what I'm saying? You better keep it moving. Keep your hands to yourself. Because honestly, at the end of the day, if you're gonna grab it, you better do something with it. If you're not gonna do something with it, you better calm that down and leave a nigga alone. Because if you're gonna get a nigga riled up, you're gonna have some problems with your hand if you don't get that nigga calmed down at the same time. If you ain't gonna calm him down, don't rile him up. Honestly. Now there are some people, there are some brothers, you know, that like to leave a woman hot and bothered just for the sake of leaving her hot and bothered, but they don't have no intentions of doing anything with it. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them. If you're going to be touching up on me, if you're going to be grabbing up on me, if you're going to be doing all this kind of things on me, you better expect to finish what you start. Don't put something on the stove or something in the oven if you ain't going to turn it on and cook it. Say that right now. You're over there wasting energy, wasting time, wasting my life. End of story. Plain and simple. Now, I don't know how many of you brothers, how many of you fellas got to deal with something like that, or somebody, you know, that, oh, they say they like you, or this or that, and they want to touch up on you, grab on you, but they ain't trying to do nothing. Oh, you ain't trying to do nothing. Don't, shut it, please. Back up. Keep it moving. Don't touch me. I'd rather you not touch me than you to grab me and not do nothing. I prefer you not touch me. Because honestly, for you to grab and not do nothing is a worse than for you not even touch me at all. At least you didn't touch me. You didn't get me aroused. And if I'm not aroused, I'm not feeling a certain kind of way, thinking a certain kind of thing, working along a certain kind of lines. But if you touch me, fellas, you already know. If you touch me, you try to do something. Well, no, I take that back because I'm not doing it. They're just grabbing. Dick grabs. And like, for example, last week, the woman that I'm with or whatever, you know, we in the bed. Me is like, okay, it's been a minute since we did anything. You know, I'm trying to get my mojo on. You know, I spent the whole day up out in another county working. So I come home late at night, come home by a little after 11, hoping, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling my libido is up. I want a little action. So I come home. Mind you, she off that day. All she did that day was sleep, literally. Majority of the day, just sleep. She had things that she was supposed to go do, and she didn't even do that. She slept, and her excuse for not doing anything is because it rained. Okay, that means you're well rested. You got what you needed, whatever. Boom. So, anyway, I come home, you know, hoping for a little action, hoping for a little some. You know, I get into the bed, you know, I strip down to just the briefs on. You know, I just got just the briefs. And I'm hoping for a little action. You know, I got my little 8-month-old. He's sleeping in his crib. So it's just me and her in the bed or whatever. So it's like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? So we snuggle up close and she grabbed me and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to get some relief. Because for all guys, I don't care, whatever, all guys, if you don't get relief within a certain amount of time period, you start to get frustrated, and that frustration and agitation just builds up and builds up. Next thing you know, you're just cranky at everything popping off at the top. Why? Because you have not been able to release the same way these women get to release every month when they get their period. You know, all that evil just flushes out. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. So anyway, hop up in the bed, you know, I'm just down in my briefs, and we cuddle up or whatever, and she grabs onto my junk, you know what I'm saying? She grabs on, immediately it responds, like, oh, yeah, we about to do something. I'm happy. I'm like, yeah, ooh. But guess what? She's motionless. She's stationary. She's not doing anything. She's just grabbing it. Immediately, that's killing me. Immediately, that's killing me. Next thing you know, she's like, oh, Jimmy, go to sleep. That's what she called it. Jimmy, go to sleep. The fuck? The hell you mean, Jimmy, go to sleep? Jimmy, go to sleep? All right. So guess what? You know what I did? I ripped her hand off my junk, and I grabbed it, and I started beating it right there in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I'm already aroused. I'm feeling a certain kind of way. I need a release. I'm not getting, and honestly, this is why niggas don't like to get married. This is why a lot of fellas have problems in these serious relationships that they have, and these women aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, whatever feminism bullshit, whatever, boom, boom, boom. I'm just saying that guess what? Your man needs a release. And if you're not going to do that, you're going to have some problems. Because guess what? He's just going to get more frustrated, more agitated, and that's less of your bullshit he's going to tolerate. Straight up. Now, you want him to make sure you're relieved, make sure you get what you need, so you can tolerate more of his bullshit, too, because ain't nobody perfect, right? But we're talking about the situation right now. So let me continue on with the story. So I take her hand off, and I start doing it myself. I ain't ashamed. It's like, guess what? If you ain't going to do it, I'm going to do it. You're going to feel mad if I go find somebody else out in the street to go do it, right? You don't want me to go find a slut to go out there and do it, right? Right. Right. So I'm over there in the bed just doing it myself. And you know that. You know the response. Oh, stop that. Don't do that. Whatever. And then she get her hand, try to put her hand on so she can go, all right, whatever. So I pull my hand off. I pull my hand away, and I'm like, all right, go ahead and do it. She puts her hand on, but she does nothing. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? So guess what? I rip her hand off again and go back to doing it myself. You know what she got the nerve to say? Oh, that's how you feel? Fine. And she rolls over and goes to sleep. I'm like, what the hell you mean? I'm supposed to just be content with you just holding it? No, it's hard. This is Jimmy. Jimmy needs some up and down action. Jimmy needs some motivation, some congratulation, some encouragement. But guess what? You're not, some stimulation, but you're not doing it. You just want to hold Jimmy. What, you trying to choke Jimmy to sleep and just hopefully he don't want nothing? I mean, what the hell is that? Honestly, I swear to God, I can't stand dick grabbers. I hate dick grabbers. And honestly, I prefer a teaser before I deal with a dick grabber that ain't going to do nothing with it. Real talk. Real talk. Now, dick grabbers, that got no place in my book. No place. You're a waste of flesh. Either you doing something or you not. If you ain't going to do it, keep it moving. I ain't got time for you. I need somebody that's going to help me relieve. Because if I'm supposed to be your help me, I'm supposed to help you feel relieved. I'm supposed to help you get off. I'm supposed to help you do this and help you do that. Guess what? Help me too. Help me too. Because guess what? As a man in this day and age, guess what? The way things are set up, the man is just continuing to fall further and further back in the order of this race right now, especially if you're a black man. It continues to fall further and further away. And with all this propaganda, oh, I don't need a man, I don't need a man, I don't need a man. Oh, guess what? Men are feeling more and more devalued, less and less worthy, less and less like they mean anything. And what's going to happen? You're going to be mad when your man step out because you ain't doing this, or he's going to find somebody else going to help him feel the way he needs to feel. You're going to be mad when he step out, when he's going to go find somebody to help him release the way he needs to release so he can think clearly. It's like Big Crit says in one of his songs. I believe it's either Temptation or Insomnia. Big Crit says it on Forever and a Day mixtape, and he says, I get unfocused when I don't get enough of it, shorty. Listen, I get unfocused when I don't get enough of it, shorty. Now, men, you already know men and women are from two different planets, from two different programs, two different things. You already know men need a certain kind of release, a certain kind of relation, as opposed to women. Men are more physical, women are more emotional, whatever. So if you know this, and then you do not try to speak the language of the man as the man tries to speak the love language of the woman, you're going to lose that man. That man's going to walk out and find somebody else that's going to appeal to that deeper side inside of him that's going to allow that inside to flow freely. But you don't want that. That'll be wrong. That's all kinds of nonsense and mess and everything like that. But guess what? Dick grabbers, y'all got no place in this world, because dick grabbing, what y'all gonna do, y'all just gonna continue to just grab the dick and not do nothing with it, and then you're gonna be sitting there looking salty, like, why the hell he walked off? Why the hell he left? Why he did? Why he that? Why he don't wanna do that? Why? Because guess what? When it was time for you to do something, you didn't step up to the plate. End of story. And with that being said, it looks like I'm about to have some company. Not that kind of company. Actually, my brother's coming to the crib, so we're finna chill, finna hang out. I'm going to get some. I'm about to partake in some vices since I can't release the way I would like to release and feel refreshed and feel re-energized because somebody wants to act up. But I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles. But hey, dick grabbers. Deuces. I got nothing for y'all. I got no love for y'all. No love. Either you battle, either you bout this life or you not. If you not, keep it moving. Let a nigga be. Let him go find somebody that will cater to him. Like Beyonce say. Let him go find someone that will let him, make him, allow him to feel like a man. Allow him to be built up. And built up his confidence. Because a lot of times, a lot of dudes out here, the problem with these dudes, they're lacking a lot of self-confidence in the right thing. So all they do is embroil themselves in the wrong. They engulf themselves in the wrong. Women, you got a lot of jobs. You got a lot of work to do. But it's not all on you, because these men got a lot of work to do too. So anyway, I just felt I'd go ahead and say this, drop this out, because I haven't been able to drop no video, so I'll go ahead and put this personal video out as I continue to build this. I'm Manage Live Doing, signing out, TLE TV, 1.
These hoes dick this.
Yeah,
they all dick this. Real niggas shit.
Hey,
girl,
hey,
girl, so dick this. Still blowing up my phone.
I'm in my vibe now.
Hit the pussy, knock it out. Knock
TSC.
Dick. Put the dick up.
Shut up.
Hey. When I hit it from the front, she be dick dizzy. When I hit it from the back, she be dick dizzy. Girl, like it like that, cause she dick dizzy.
Mouth running, lips stay busy, big titties bouncing up and down, ain't that pretty? Long boat, hit you with that long stroke, long you over backstroke, show me how you deep throat, wavy how I rock boat, loving how I rock shows, head spinning, leaning on the walls, it ain't your fault, you just dick dizzy, tell me how you different, talk about how you feeling me, talk about how your homegirl nigga ain't she buddy, fuck for free, the friends you ever had, not forget you like a bad thought, fuck you from the back and stuff the chickens like a bad dog, put it on the glass and you can see the fuck you talking about, she be fucking being what I be about is bad job, dumb dizzy, singing on the track, got you dick. I'ma come across the face like a buck bitch. Runnin' tell your girls that, cause they dick dizzy. It's just me against the world, but my clip with me. Do the dick dizzy dance, dick dizzy dance. Dick in the pants, D-I in the flat. Ayy, now she callin' me, callin' me.
When I hit it from the front, she be dick dizzy. When I hit it from the back, she be dick dizzy. Girl like it like that, cause she dick dizzy. That girl, so dick dizzy. She fucked the whole crew, she on the fucking block. She giving a lot of head, the whole block didn't name the bitch Mama Head. You think I need her, nigga, I got bread. This how I do it, nigga, and this is homestead. And this is Gutter City, we need them whole city. We buy that money, motherfucker, that's a nitty gritty. She's taking that city, okay, she look pretty. But she's a dick diesel, I think you need to leave her. I think your ass trust her, but you should've and left her. I think you wanna cuff her, you should've known better. When I hit it from the front, she be dick dizzy. When I hit it from the back, she be dick dizzy. Girl like it like that, cause she dick dizzy.